beginning. We know Pashas the Tzave is Makusher Ashikil to the Chet Ha'Egel. It's the Tikkun of the Chet Ha'Egel. Baraturim brings down into the Shein Zoya. And Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned in the Tzave because he says Mecheni no Mitzifracha. Pashas the Tzave is the Refuah Koidim Lamachet, so to speak. So we have to understand how Pashas the Tzave brings out a Tikkun to the Chet Ha'Egel. The end of the Parsha is the Parsha of the Haktorah, Mizbeach Haktoiris. The beginning of the Parsha is the Hadlokas Aneris, the end of the Parsha is the Mizbeach Haktoiris. So if you don't understand the Keshe, we see in Abai, Hava, Masada, and Shachris in the morning, we say the same thing. Beitiva is Aneris, Yaktira, and Haktoiris in the morning, it's Hatovas Aneris, Haktoiris in the afternoon, by Hadlokas Aneris. You see Haktoiris and Menoira connected, as they are, the beginning and the end of this Parsha. What's the Pshan? So very Bekitza, the Medrash Rabbah says the beginning of the parasha on the Indian of Shemen Zay Zoch. So the Medrash Rabbah says the Klal Yisrael Anim Shalu LeShemen. Klal Yisrael compared to oil. Why Klal Yisrael compared to oil? Because the oil always surfaces. It doesn't mix with any liquid. Any liquid you mix it with, the oil always rises to the surface, to the top. So too Klal Yisrael Be'etzem never mixed, can never really mix with the Umas oil. That's why the Medrash goes further and says that's why Klal Yisrael is also compared to an oil, because oil you get out by squeezing the olive. Sometimes Klal Yisrael has to be squeezed, sometimes Rabbeinu Shlom has to squeeze them in order that they should realize that we're different, that we're special, and we're unique, and we don't share anything with the Umas Olam. Klal Yisrael has a Maila, and that's like Shemen, that we always rise to the top. The whole idea of the Shemen, the whole idea of the Hadlaka, is it brings out the Maila of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, the whole Parsha Tzaveh is a Parsha that speaks out the Milas of Klal Yisrael. The Kohen Gadol was Vasita Big Day Kodesh La'Aron Achicha L'Chovet Ar HaSeforis. Aaron HaKohen was Niftal, Havdala, special Kedusha, and yet on him he had the names of the 12 Shvatim. He's carrying Klal Yisrael on his heart. The Mila that Aaron HaKohen has is the Mila of Klal Yisrael. The whole Parsha Tzaveh is the Mila of Klal Yisrael. The same thing is with the Ketoris, with the Mizbeach HaKetoris. In the Mizbeach HaKetoris we know that one of the Samamorim was Chelbena. Chelbena corresponds, it's called a Reach Rak, to the Risha Yisrael, the wicked people of Klal Yisrael, and Chazal say that you're going to be Mitzaref them as well. Ketoiras is the Indian, the whole sod of Ketoiras is the sod of even the Risha Yisrael. If you Mitzaref them to Klal Yisrael, then you realize even the Maila of theirs. And that's the connection between the beginning of the Parsha and the end of the Parsha, and between the Hadlokas Aneiras and between the Mitzvech HaKetoiras. Hadlokas the Menoira, the Shemen Zai, Zoch, Rashi says Zoch Beli Shmorim. The word of Zoch Beli Shmorim is that Klal Yisrael is pure. Even when there is Shmorim, even in Klal Yisrael it's only a bechina, says Rashi, of Shmarim. Shmarim is something that it sinks to the bottom, it doesn't become part of the oil, it's separate to the oil. So even when there is Shmarim in Klal Yisrael, it's still only Shmarim, it doesn't become part and parcel of the Shemen. Klal Yisrael be'etzem in its pure state is Shemen Zay Zoch, and that's the Indian of the Lahalis. The Pasuk says Lahalis Ner Tomit, and Rashi says Lahalis Ner Tomit Ad Sheishal Heves Oilo Me'elea be'etzem Ayid. If he's oil, then his avoider will go memela. His avoider will go like David HaMelech says, "Chashavti drachai v'ashiva ragli, shiva ragli like the sechos." David HaMelech's legs used to walk him. That's the bechina of shalheves. His oila meileah. It's only when he eats ain oyser and sain shalmokim, then he gets fakrach and then he gets confused. So if etzem a yid has to know his maila, a yid has to know that he's really shemen zay zoch. And if a yid is misrach, it keeps away from the bechina of shmarim. So then his whole avoider Hashem will be oila meileah. And that's the kesha between the beginning and between the end of the parasha. And that's the whole kesha of Purim. So I read this parasha by Purim, because Purim is all Indian Mivnation Nenim is often Shalachashverish. They lost the mind of the Yid. Klal Yisrael would have understood the mind of a Yid. How can you partake in the Suda Zachashverish? The Gemara Megillah says the things that the priests that was going on there in the Suda Zachashverish. We passed the Yid to be in the Suda Zachashverish. The mind of a Yid. The mind of a Yid should have been burning in them, that they shouldn't have been able to go on. And that's why there was a Gzera Noira, which was Nigzera. And the only way they got out of the Gzera was because there was an issue Hudi. Mordechai was an Ishihudi. Ishihudi means he was a person who understood the mile of a Yid. He understood how pure Yid is. And he told Klal Yisrael, he rebuked Klal Yisrael. How can you belong to a Siddur Sachashverish? How can you belong to a Yid? A Yid is a Yid. And that's why Itaka, the Mordechai, Minator Minayin Shinema Mordorai. Mordorai was the Shemen HaMishcha, was the psalm they put into the Shemen HaMishcha. Shemen, we said, corresponds to the mile of Klal Yisrael. Shemen HaMishcha, that was the Shpitz. That's what they were Nimshach, the Kohen, and Nimshach, the Kalev. The Shemen HaMishcha, that's the greatest Shemen, the noble Shemen, the Shemen of nobility, of royalty, that represents the Maila of Klal Yisrael. Mordechai was that Ishihudi. He was the one who told Klal Yisrael that a Yid has to be so proud of being a Yid. He's so pure. A Yid is Shemen Zay Zoch. And therefore, that's why he was, when he brought the Yidin back, when all the Yidin came together, nether, separate from the goyim, and then the might of the yid came out back again into its full glory. That's when the gzera, whole gzera of Purim went away. So that's the hachana, and that's why this is the refuah koydim the makom next week's parsha of the Chet Ha'Egel. That the Moshe Rabbeinu in this week's parsha bring out the gevaltige mile of a yid. When you bring out the gevaltige mile of a yid, however bad chas v'shalom, whatever avera, however low the yid goes, Moshe Rabbeinu was megal in this week's parsha that it's all only shmarim. Now, but the shemen is be'etzem shemen zayzoch, and therefore even next week's parsha when they went so bad to the Chet Ha'Egel, nevertheless that was the tikkun. The tikkun was Moshe said to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it's still only shmarim, it's still only shmarim. But a yid is shemen, and a yid is the feel is not only shemen, but he's shemen amishcha, and that's the mile of mordechai min atoyer minayin shemen mordechai morin dachia, which is the psalm they put into the shemen amishcha. These are the parishes, and this is the time of the year chodesh adar. A yid has to be so happy. A yid has to be so happy in the mere fact of being a yid, and he has to feel his pasnish. He has to feel his below his dignity. All the goyishkeit in the world, his mamish below his dignity, and that brings out the true. That brings out the true mile of the yid. And that's the bechin of la Yehudim hoisa oyer of a simcha v'sas nikkal. So many times Megillas Esther, Yehudi amotchai Yehudi a Yehudi. What's the meaning of the Yehudi? The terrace of Motchai was walking with a flag. Yehudi, Yehudi. How gewaltig it is to be a yid. And if you walk around being proud of a yid, then eventually you get ridden on the horse. The Motchai yotzei milchnei amelach v'shmalchus, then the yid taki gets hoikoyv. And even if a yid is being trodden on, if a yid doesn't forget the mile of being a yid, his then Rabbeinu Shlom see to it that taki the yid is nesroimam, and then it'll come out the shemen zayzoch. And this is the avoid of Chodesh Adar. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.